Some may trust in horses, others may trust in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Some may trust in horses, others may trust in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Shalom, brothers and sisters. I'm continuing today in the thought that we started remembering the name of the Lord. And if you recall, we took our Bible reading from Psalms 20, verse 7, which is a very common Bible verse that we are all familiar with, that says that some may trust in horses and some may trust in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The other time we said that horses and chariots, you know, means different things. But we looked at it from the perspective of the days of plenty, the days of comfort, the days when we have everything that we've asked for. Do we still remember the name of the Lord, or do we just trust in those things? Today, I want us to look more at remembering the name of the Lord as a true father. Just recently, this occurred to me. As a true father, I was just really looking at my daughter, and I was sharing with my wife how she cries for some things that we cannot give to her. And I'm sure that this probably resonates with a lot of fathers here, that there are things that your children are, you know, asking for that you cannot give to them, maybe because you believe that they are not matured enough to handle it, or in fact, those things might hurt them. As a true father, you will not give it to them. No. Though they cry hard, though they cry day and night, because you believe, because of the love you have for her or for him, it's not time for him or her to have it, or you don't even want to give it to her or him at all because you believe that it will hurt. And you know, I started thinking about how that is, in fact, the way that the Lord, who is a true father, deals with us. Matthew 7:11, where Jesus says that if ye being evil know how to give good gifts, you won't give the bad gifts. You will give good gifts. It says somewhere else that if your children ask for bread, you won't give them stone. If they ask for snake, I mean, if they ask for meat, you won't give them serpent or snake, because you love them. And so you won't give them something that will harm them. So in the same way, God is a true father. If we, being wicked father, will deny our children, regardless of how they stomp and cry hard day and night for a thing, though we know that it will hurt them, or they are not matured enough to handle it, we will not give it to them, because we care for them, we love them. God, being a true father, sometimes does the same to us. His denial, his seemingly delay, are always a show of love towards us. His denials and his delays are a show of love. Remember Jeremiah 29:10, which is a common Bible verse that we often quote. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I find that Bible verse, you know, interesting, because Jeremiah, who spoke those words from the Lord, His ministry is a ministry you can term like a ministry of judgment, because he pronounced judgment over and over again on the people of Israel and prophesied about their captivity, how they will be taken captive. Yet, he is the same prophet that the Lord used to, you know, to give that reassuring word of promise that I know, despite that this is what I'm going to put you through, I'm going to take you out there into captivity. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come take you over. But I know the thoughts that I have towards you. I, as a father, I have a thought. I have a plan. I know the thoughts that I have towards you. That they are good thoughts. They are good thoughts. You know, even in his judgment, his love is expressed. Even in the judgment of God, in the chastisement of God, his love is expressed. To the ones that he loved, to the ones that he loves, for those that he loves, he chastises. And he deals with them as sons. So brothers, sisters, even in your trials, some trials that you may have told your father, you may have told the Lord who is your father. And maybe because of that trial, you are beginning to lose trust in the Lord being a true father, or you are beginning to not remember him as a true father anymore because you think he delays, he denies, he is denying you, or he's putting you through this trial. But I want you to remember that even in that trial, even when he wants to take them into captivity, he's using the same mouth to say that the thoughts that I have towards you are good. I have an expected end. I have an expected end that I intend to bring out even through and from this trial. I want to urge you today, regardless of what you may be going through, and the devil might be breeding on that to, you know, make you forget the Lord as a true father and depend on him as a true father. I want to urge you today to remember the Lord as a true father whose delays, whose denials, and whose chastisement or even judgment are thoughts of good towards you. God bless you. Shalom.